His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
Because all these little jobs we have, that's not our life. That's just little stuff we do, places where God puts us. And if you're open to God, God might tell you, so-and-so over there, you need to go say this to them. Because you don't know what's going on in people's life, but God does. God might know this person's ready now. But he's short on soldiers who are going to listen. Soldiers who can hear. Soldiers who don't have to have somebody else. God told me to tell you that you need to go minister to that man. Somebody who can hear from God themselves and say, you know, I just feel like I need to go talk to this person. And you just go over there and, hey, how you doing? You know, so forth. And if they're ready, they'll let you know. Oh, it's not going that good. You know, I'm having a problem here with this. And, you know, I'm contemplating suicide or whatever. Whatever the thing is, they go on telling the story. And then you know it's God because something just told you to go over there. And you will have the answer because the Holy Spirit will give you the answer that's just the word that they need. Because God's into meeting people at their worst point to help them go a little bit longer, to give them hope. But he uses men to do that. They can't possibly hear God. They don't even believe in God. So he's got to get a mouthpiece, which if you're willing and you're in prayer without ceasing, you're the mouthpiece. He'll speak to you. Sometimes we go through our busy day and we'll see somebody in the grocery store and something in our heart will just go out towards that person. And you don't always know because God wants you to live by faith. But you know there's something drawing you to a person. You don't know that person. Most of the time, we just blow it off. Ah, there's nothing. But a lot of times, if you start stepping out in faith and just asking the people, you know, is there anything I can do for you? You know, or just, you know, I love you. I care about you. Or I just feel God wants me to say I love you. Generally, that'll spark where they'll open up the rest of it. And you say, that was God. That was God using me to go over there. And then when you see them start to draw on what's in you and you minister, nothing like a feeling like that. I ministered supernaturally too. I flowed in the supernatural. There's no other way I could have known that. Right. Just something on the inside. And when your heart goes out to people like that, you need to start testing the waters. Great. You don't have to act fruity. You don't have to go over there. Thus saith the Lord God that I should come and speak to you. They're going to be looking at you like, what? You better see, don't make a fool of yourself. That's why a lot of people won't try because they feel if I can't do it boldly, and that's not boldness, that's stupid. But if I can't do it stupidly, then I'm not going to do it at all. No, just go over there. And just, you know, for some reason, I just seem like I should talk to you. Is there anything I can do for you? And if they say, no, there's nothing to do for you, get away from me. Just say, I missed it and going down the road. He hadn't hurt anybody. But most of the time, if that's strong on the inside, God will lead you through your spirit. He will unction you by the Holy Ghost. Prayer, we're in communication with God. We're without ceasing. Now God's turn to talk, and he's telling me to do something. And I need to go out there and test the water. Because as you do it enough, you'll begin to recognize the voice of God and the voice of your flesh and the voice of peace of last night. And you can tell the difference. You know, whether it was a dream from God or a dream from pepperoni or something. You'll be able to discern the difference. But if you don't ever go out there, you'll never know the difference. But prayer, all this is flowing from prayer. You're overcoming adversity. All that gives you what you need. I mean, to be able to hear God is to not make mistakes. Because when I can hear him, you think he's not going to tell me I'm going the wrong way?
Praise God.
I mean, I'll start going down the wrong road and just, woo, it's like peace just leaves you. And you just know, whoa, I don't know why, but that's not the way.
Praise God.
I don't need to know why. I'm doing 180 degrees and I'm going that way. And you just move away from it quick as you can. And you may never know why, but you know you avoided some problem because you stay in prayer, because you stay quiet and you practice the presence of the Lord. You can overcome the adversity through your connection with the source who knows all the devil's tricks, who knows every action he's doing. Who will give you right there. Don't go that way. He's trying to get you to go this way. Don't take that job. Don't take this one. And God will do that for you. This may not look like a better way, but go that way anyway. And you, in faith, not walking by what it looks like, but believing what the word of God says, in faith, you act on it, and every time it'll come up roses. That's the whole idea of living by faith. God has set it up like that. Why? Because the devil doesn't understand it. You know, when God's saying, I mean, the devil, he is the God of this world right now. He has the lease on this earth. He is the God of this world. He can do whatever he wants to do as far as, I mean, Christians have limits of what he can do to Christian, but he can control a lot of type of spiritual climate, environments and demons. And he can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But he can't hinder or he can't prevent you and God from talking to each other if you do what it takes to hear. He can't come hang up on the phone line. That's why God said, let me use a secure channel, their spirit. The devil has no access to their spirit. He has access to their flesh, access to their mind. He can put bulletin boards up and people say negative things and it gets in your mind and creates a problem. He can stir up the flesh is already sinful, but he can stir up desires in the flesh to make you want what you shouldn't have and all kinds of stuff. But he can't do anything to your spirit. So God said, let me talk through the private channel. And all you got to do is tune yourself to the point to where you hear that channel clearly and you will know what God's telling you to do. And you can't but come to success because everything God says is for your benefit. He doesn't say anything that's not to your benefit. Even when he's telling you to do something for somebody else's benefit, that's to yours too. Because anything that God can get through you, he'll continue to get to you. If he can get money through you to somebody else's benefit, that's your benefit too because he'll get more money to you. If he can get you to minister to somebody else, when you're down, there's somebody there to minister to you. Always to help keep you strong. He'll do it for you, but you got to stay in prayer. You got to stay in communication with him. That is a powerful tool.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And you can't but come to success because everything God says is for your benefit. He doesn't say anything that's not to your benefit. Even when he's telling you to do something for somebody else's benefit, that's to yours too. Because anything that God can get through you, he'll continue to get to you. If he can get money through you to somebody else's benefit, that's your benefit too because he'll get more money to you. If he can get you to minister to somebody else, when you're down, there's somebody there to minister to you. Always to help keep you strong. He'll do it for you, but you got to stay in prayer. You got to stay in communication with him. That is a powerful tool. And you have to come, like Jesus said, with a childlike faith. You don't have to be a child. Some people say, well, I'm too old now. He didn't say you had to be a child. He said you got a childlike faith. Children just believe what you tell them. If you're a person of authority, they'll believe what you tell them. And Jesus saying, look, I'm a person of authority. The Father's a person of authority. The Holy Spirit's a person of authority. Just believe what we tell you. Just read the word and believe what we tell you. And then that's as simple as that. You act like it's true. Act like the Bible's true. And you'll find out it is. And it's real, and you'll be blessed. Prayer. Prayer. The devil will come at you from every way, but the first thing you want to do is you want to pray. You want to pray. Prayer changes things, and prayer changes people. You got somebody that needs to be changed? You cannot change them. Praying against somebody else's will is not prayer, it's witchcraft. That's what witchcraft is, when you are spiritually trying to manipulate somebody else. A lot of folks see, I can pray for anybody I want to, but that doesn't mean they're going to change. I'm not even praying knowing they're going to change. I'm praying that the circumstances will be favorable for them to change. God, this person is not born again. Send people to them who they can receive from. Put people, I'm not saying, God, I pray that they'll be saved. You can't pray that they'll be saved. God can't even pray they'll be saved. He prayed that they have free choice and they've got it. They can choose not to ever be saved. So I know you that's witchcraft when you're trying to manipulate somebody's spirit through spiritual forces. And people do it all the time. Oh, I know this man's going to get saved because I'm praying for him. I said, how can you know that? Where do you have the word of God to make that statement and that be a statement of faith and not foolishness? Show me in the word of God where it says you can pray for somebody and they'll be saved. Doesn't matter how much you pray, that doesn't mean they'll get saved. When I'm praying for things like that that's controlling other people's will, I don't pray to control their will. I pray that favorable circumstances will be around them to their benefit. But the decision is always going to be theirs. Anything else is witchcraft. And a lot of Christians are practicing witchcraft, don't even know it. The devil's happy about it, though. He's like, look at those witches and warlocks. They don't even know it. They're so ignorant of the word. Don't read, don't study, nothing. Just going out doing whatever some pastor told them to do. Just doing whatever they want to do. You don't want to do that. You want to know why you do what you do. You want to see it in the word, and if you don't understand it, at least see that the word is saying do it and do it. See what I'm saying? Do it in faith. Do it by faith. Hebrews 4, verse 15. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. Read as follows. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet he was without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now, you notice they said that we may obtain mercy. Mercy a lot of times is if you know you've done something, because I don't want some of the teaching I do to get you to misunderstand that if it's your fault, God won't help you. God will help you even if it was your fault, because anybody that needs help, it was their fault. So he will help you. Don't say, well, I can't go pray because, you know, it was my fault. Well, of course it was your fault. But anybody else's fault. But the thing is you can obtain mercy if your heart realizes I was at fault. You're not still blaming other people. God, help me out of this, but it's my mother's fault. Because he's not going to help you out of it because you haven't learned your lesson yet. You have to learn not to blame other people. He will help you soon, and he will give you the mercy and give you the grace soon as you realize, God, I did something wrong somewhere. It always comes back to somewhere I have responsibility. And remember, the good thing about blaming you is the great thing that you're the only one you can control. You can't control anybody else. So, you know, you used to be blaming anybody. It ain't like I can change them. It's their fault. So therefore, because they're going to act like that, I'm going to be a failure for the rest of my life. There goes my hope, because if they don't act right, I'm going to be a failure. For God didn't put your destiny in anybody else's hands but yours. It's totally in your hands. If you missed it somewhere, look for where you missed it and straighten it out. Don't even waste your time blaming people. Even if it's their fault, don't even waste your time blaming them. It's not about blame. The devil will try and get you sidetracked by blaming somebody else so that you won't know to look at you. And remember, the problem is there because of you, not somebody else. So if he can keep you thinking somebody else needs to change, it's not you, you will never change. And he will keep you in that low state of existence. You'll never live the life that's above mere existence. You'll never live up there as long as he keeps telling you it's their fault. And he tells you, and you can't change them. So you accept your destiny of suffering and dead or whatever it is, sickness. No, you tell him, no, I take responsibility for it. I must have missed something in the word. There's somebody I can see. There's some word I can study. There's something I can do because I'm in control of it. I can change the situation. If a problem comes up, you're going to go to prayer. That shows you were listening today. If you go to prayer, if you have a problem and you don't talk to God about it, you weren't listening. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word, Lord. We thank you that you ministered to us by the Holy Ghost as we prayed, Father. We thank you that you're faithful to minister to us each and every week. And every time we open the word, you minister to us by the Holy Spirit, the revelator, the teacher of the church. Father, we thank you for giving us life.
Today's message has been part one of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned and